Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Then after I put all those things down, I put a line down, and under that,
I gave the total of what I owed. Amen. And this way, you know, you've been trying to dodge them. But this way, you're looking for every bill you have. Search for it. Oh, my God. Search for it and find it and put it down as the Lord has instructed me to tell you. And then he asked, not asked me, but he told me to tell you to do this. And then he said, I want you to pray, son, and ask me to set them completely debt free. And I hope you do it. I mean, I can't do it for you. Anytime God gives miracles, it takes an act of moving by faith to receive it. If you don't really, if you forget it, that's all on you. I gave it to you. Now, if I didn't give it to you after the Lord gave it to me, then I would be at fault, and that would be a sin of omission. If I didn't do what God, I omitted it. No, but I'm not guilty of that. I'm giving it to you all. And some of you got it tonight, and then the Lord told me to extend it to tomorrow night. If you have it and you do that, come back tomorrow night and see what. If you don't believe it, I can't help you believe it. My faith will couple with yours if you've got faith. Notice, read the Bible. When Jesus healed people and gave them a miracle, he always looked and saw their faith. I asked him, do you believe? Because it took faith and believing him. I don't blame him for not, you know, if somebody didn't believe him, you know, they didn't get the miracle. But if you believe, you can receive the miracle. And I don't have it to do for you. That's not in my power to make all of you debt free. Amen. But God can do it. And if you believe it, and I hope I don't sound too bad tonight, harsh. I don't want to sound that way. But it does sometimes a little frustrate me when people don't, when something is offered to them that will, that they've been wanting for years, and the enemy speaks to them and makes them not obey and blocks the miracle they've been praying for years. Now, that's the heart of a chief who has compassion upon the people. And I do have the compassion, but I can't do it for you. I just give you instructions. The Lord said, search for all your bills, every one of them. And he said, put them down in a logical way. Some of you all can put it in a very professional way. Some of y'all, you know, that's not in you don't know. You've never really done much like that. But some of you know how to do it. If you don't, if you've never done that like that, just write them down as logically and in coherent order as you possibly can, and God will receive it. He knows what, he knows every one of y'all. He knows your ability. So just get them together and write them down. Now, don't bring your bills and have them all there and you haven't written them down. Try to write them down in a logical order so we can say, God, when I ask God this, he can look, you know, he knows already, you know. But your law, the law, it takes the act of faith and put it down as I have asked you to do. And the reason why, I guess why I'm asking you, the Lord told me to ask you to do this, to bless you. But I've done this myself. And I put it down as professionally as I possibly could, as though I was going to the top bank in the world. We're going. God is ultra awesome. He's above every banker, everything. So you want to treat him in a first-class, ultra awesome way. I'm just telling you the instructions. And if you do that, and we pray and ask God to set your debt free, then watch God work in our priest's sermon. Give the anointing time to work. You work toward it and give the anointing time to work and see what happens to you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Those who have your bills and you put it down on a sheet of paper and brought it to the Lord. Oh, let me give you this testimony before I move on. I want to tell you some personal information about myself and Ambassador Dr. Betty. She didn't mind me telling you this because I told her at church Sunday. When we left Texas, you know, we left Texas and moved to Kansas City at the instructions of the Lord. But when we left there, I know for sure because I had done this in Texas. I wanted to know where I was. See, the enemy will scare you. He will try his best to scare you, especially if you don't know where you are on your bills. He'll have you thinking that you owe so much. And when you start putting them down, you'll find out, oh, I didn't know I would. I didn't know it was like, you got to know where you are. Amen. That faith leaps out of you when you find out where you are. So when we left Texas, it's my personal business, y'all. I know for sure because I had added a loan and put them down. And I want to see what my bills and our debt was $275,000 worth of debt. Amen. That was not including our home. It was just debt owed our mortgage. But it wasn't a frightening thing to me because I was making money on that level. I don't mean that arrogantly. I'm just trying to get y'all, I'm getting ready to give you a bottom line here of what God did because I'm trying to build your faith. $275,000 in debt, not including a mortgage. When we left there, knowing that God had told us to go to Kansas City. When we came to Kansas City, and no fault of anybody's, but when we left and came to Kansas City, our income was five times less than it was in Texas. Five times less. But now let me show you something. Just the other day, the Lord spoke to me and told me to do this and told the people at Amazing Grace to do this. I added up, I searched and added up everything we owe, including everything, cars, everything. And our debt was $70,000. Now, wait a minute. When we left Texas, we had $275,000 worth of debt. When we got to Kansas City the other day, after being here several years, we added it up, and now we're just $70,000. Do you realize anybody who can add can see that the Lord took $205,000 worth of debt off of us, making five times less than we were making in Texas? Are you seeing this? Come on, open your eyes. Open your eyes. Nobody did that but who?
But God.
It had to be God. I was making five times less than I was making in Texas. But I dropped $205,000 off of me, and I didn't file bankruptcy. In fact, thanks be unto God, I don't do that. But I didn't file bankruptcy or nothing. I just kept paying off debts that were owed and trying to honor my name. Nobody did that but God. Let me tell you something. If God dropped $205,000 off of us and our debt now is $70,000, do you think I have enough faith and Dr. Teddy has enough faith to believe God dropped the $70,000 off of us too? Come on. Do y'all believe that?
Amen.
Tell you something. Let me read this to you again. Found in Romans 11. Where is it found? Somebody answer me back. Where is it found? Where is it found?
Romans 2 and 11.
Romans 2 and 11. Write it down again. Come on, write it down. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. I love y'all, and this is your chief, and this is compassion coming out of my heart. Write down Romans 2 and 11. And it says that God is not a respecter of persons. Does that mean that he will only do that for your chief, or does that mean that the same thing he did for me, he will do for you?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
It means the same thing he did for us, he will do for you. Mm-hmm. How is he going to have a son and a daughter and bless his son and say, his daughter, I ain't going to bless you. That's not his nature. The same thing he did for me, he will do for you. All you got to do is believe it. Okay. I want you to get your bills, those who have them tonight, and I want you to lift them up to heaven. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. I want you to lift them up to heaven.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you got to obey. Let's do it. Heavenly Father, you see these bills. I obey you, Lord. You spoke to me. Father didn't want them to be debt free. He didn't want them to write off any debt. He didn't want anything to fall off of. It had to be you who spoke to me and said, tell the people on the block line, on the prayer line, that I want them to get every bill and search for every bill and put them together. And then, Lord, you said to tell them to bring them to you and offer prayer and ask me, make them debt free. I'm obeying you, God. I'm asking you to look on every person on this prayer line tonight. Every person who's obeying you, God, and who has those debts and holding them up to you. I'm asking you if you will wipe them out in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Debt free. I'm asking you to do miracle things for them. For they know nobody did it but you. God, I know nobody dropped that $205,000 worth of debt off of us but you. You had to do it. I couldn't do it.
Hallelujah.
God, I'm asking you to do it for these precious, precious people under the sound of my voice, those who are obeying. In the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Lift them up there. Amen.
Yes.
God, do it. In Jesus.
Thank you.
I want to pray a prayer of repentance. Every person who heard me say this and did not bring their bills, God, I see you saying, have compassion, son, because I have compassion. You're saying you have compassion. And I say you're extending this until tomorrow night. I'm taking one day at a time with them. And, God, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best, God. Oh, God, to be a blessing to the people. And I'm telling them what you told me, God. I don't know what else to do. This is something that will bless them. There's not no money in it for me. No, nothing. All nothing. All I'm trying to do is try my best to tell them what you told me.
Yes,
please let them obey so they can be free to praise you even more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Come on, tomorrow night, if you didn't bring them tonight, don't forget. You got to treat this like it's important.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody called you and your daughter was in a car, and God forbid, I'm just trying to put it on your plate, and she was in a car accident, and I forbid that, Lord, don't let it happen. You would be alarmed. And nobody would have to tell you to go to the hospital. You got to treat things that are important. God sees it, and he can tell whether you really believe and have faith and treat it with importance. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. It's important. I'm trying to get you debt free. It's important. Is that important to you? If so, get that. Search for all those bills. Put them together and bring them to the prayer line, this blind line, tomorrow night. Amen. And God go bless you, Lord. Thank you for the compassion. Thank you for the forgiveness for those who didn't treat what you said. It wasn't what I said. It's what you said, Lord. Thank you. Forgive those who treated what you said God bless you. We love all of you on this block line. Amen. I need for you all to take another assignment. There are many, many people. In fact, I want to thank God that tonight we reached a record high. Oh, my God. Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line? If you are, come off of mute, please. But I believe we reached a record high tonight on the blog line. And I said to you all that I have a spiritual son, and he said to me, he said that God gave me a message, and it's true. He said, give it to you. And what is the message? He said, preach this message. God said it. So what is it? He said, the title of it is Mess With Me and I'll Multiply. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the enemy tried to mess with us and tried to take us completely off the line. Mm-hmm. He gave the message to some people, said their phone company called them and said, if you stay on the line or get back on that line, it was the all-night shut-in. They said, if you get back on that line anymore, we're going to suspend your service. And then they had another message on the line coming to many people who used T-Mobile and Metro PCS that would say, I'm sorry, but your service does not support this number. And so a lot of people couldn't get on because of, then they had another line. Some people, services were charging people a penny per minute, amen, which is not a lot, but they were charging them, which they were trying. Does anybody know, was God doing that or was that the devil?
The devil.
Just like that?
The devil.
Huh?
The devil.
The devil.
The enemy. He was jealous. He didn't want God to get that praise. See, that's what it was about. He can't stand to hear God praise. That's why I'm trying to get y'all to come out on the prayer line when you start praising God. Because when you praise God with a loud voice, it makes the enemy lose his power. It makes him lose his power. He can't stand it. As long as you're whispering, he don't mind that. Thank you. Oh, no. That doesn't make him lose nothing. But when you are praising God from your heart and with a loud voice, it makes him lose his power. So I'm trying to get you all to come out more. Amen. But the enemy was trying to take us off. Now, that's a sign right there. I don't have to give but one sign. If I were to give one sign that this line is of God, you have to recognize what the enemy is trying to do. The devil's not going to waste his time on anything that that the Lord's not doing. I'll say it like that. If God's not in it, if God's not blessing, then if he's not blessing, he's not going to waste his time on you. But if God got something going and is blessing the kingdom of God, he's going to try his best to annihilate it. He's going to try his best to take it down, take it off. He doesn't have servants praising him like y'all are praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. No. They're jealous of him, and they got a spirit of jealousy. They don't want to say nothing about it. Go ahead, Satan. Oh, Satan, we love you. He's got people. The same spirit he had up in heaven. I can put it. Same spirit here. Look at Revelation, about the 14th chapter. The same spirit he had in heaven. The same spirit that the people around him have. He was jealous of God. He tried to stop God. He wanted to take over God's seat. He put lies in the hearts of the people up there. And the Bible says one-third of the heavenly host fell. And watch it, that he had to get to the people around God, some of the main people. It's not in the text, but I believe this. How did he convince one-third of the heavenly host to forsake heaven and forsake God? He had to get to some of the main people around God who had influence. And they sought to influence the one-third of the heavenly host. That's the only way he could have done it. that he had to get the people around God who were influential. And that's what the enemy seeks to do. He'll try to get the people around people who are leaders, who are influential, who will try to tear up the church through them and get other people to join them and influence them to walk away and do this or that. The people who are right around them. Because that's what Satan did. So, right on here, that's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying his best to shut us down. He can't do it because the Lord is multiplying us even more. Oh, my God. Mess with me. Mess with us. I wish somebody would say that after me. Mess with us and we'll multiply. Just help
me. Mess with us and we'll multiply. Mess with us and we'll multiply.
We'll multiply. Oh, my God. I'm looking here now. We got more people on, I believe, tonight than ever before. Ever before. Mess with us and we'll multiply. Oh, my God. And no telling what's going to happen tomorrow and the next night. I'll tell you what. Let's double what we got tonight. Just call one person and tell them whatever their name is. Sarah, girl, I want you to be debt free. Dr. Bernard John is going to pray that God will make you debt free. I need for you to be on this line, girl. Come on, be on him. We're going to thank God 1,000 times. Sometime during the time, he's going to pray that God wipe out all our debts. He said, find every debt you have. Look for it. Search for it. Don't try to avoid none of them. Bring them all. He said, get them all. Put them down. Maybe on one sheet of paper and put the total sum of what you owe. And he said he wants to pray that God will set your debt free. Girl, you can't afford to miss this. This is the line. But miracles have happened. People have been healed of cancer. They've been healed of diabetes. They've been healed of tuberculosis. Everything you can name, God has done miracles in this life. And we just believe in God's going to set you debt free. Please, get your daughter. Get your son. I challenge you. You won't be embarrassed. They're going to thank you from now on. When they see, it's going to take, you know, with the anointing time and work, but when they see what God has done for them, watch this. They're going to say, Mama, I want to thank you. And somebody's going to ask you, how'd you get out of this? Well, my mama called me and told me to get on that line. And Dr. Bernard Johnson was going to pray that God would cancel out debt everywhere. And I got on the line. All I know is they just start falling off of me. See, they're going to thank you. They're going to praise God for you. Yeah. Amen. I'm telling you. Your neighbor would appreciate it. Your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, your niece who's doing so badly, your nephew, and all of them. If you got them on to be a part of this prayer and God set them free, I guarantee you they're going to call you back one day and say, I want to thank you, auntie. I want to thank you, mama. I want to thank you, daddy. I want to thank you for blessing me. And I don't know what happened. Because I'm going to ask God to shake the chunk tree, too, tomorrow night. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Thank you.
But it's up to you. I can't make y'all do this. But I can put it before you and try to paint the vision and let y'all respond. And if you respond, the people around you be blessed. So just like my CDs. And I'm not trying to sell no CDs, but I'm trying to give you an example. Just like my CDs, when people buy my CDs, I say to them many times, I'll say, you'll call me or you will write me or you're going to see me at the convention and you're going to thank me for this CD that you bought. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, every time they will come back and thank me. Why? Because the anointing is on the CD so heavily that it heals people. And people can ride from Los Angeles to New York City just by listening to that one CD. It's the same way about I'm trying to get you to get these folk on the line tomorrow. I'm telling you, they're going to call you and thank you for bringing them to the line and thank you for blessing them to be debt-free because it's going to be through you. We'll help us one to another. God bless you. We love you. We're here tonight, and may you come back tomorrow night with those debts. Don't hide them. Don't run from them. Face them. And try your best to find them. And I see the Lord. I'm going to pray that prayer, and let me tell you something. When I get through praying that prayer, oh, thank you, Jesus. When I get through praying.
Dr. Johnson.
Ma'am.
This is Ambassador Frierson. Can you please make the announcement for the shut-in for next week?
Would you please make it, because you've done such a tremendous job. Tremendous.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
The medal's in your hand. Go ahead, Ambassador Frierson.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is
Ambassador
Frierson from Michigan. I would like to say that on next week, Wednesday, starting at 9 p.m., we will have the shut-in, and it will start at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and end at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. So it'll start next week Wednesday, and it will end Thursday morning. And we do have a variety of speakers, and we're looking forward to hearing each and every one of them minister in their own way. And we do have a special guest. Our special guest is Bishop Daryl Hines, and he's our special guest. And many of you may have heard him before. He was the person, he was one person that was struck by lightning. And he talks about how God healed him and brought him back to life. And if you miss this, you're going to really miss a treat. So we're asking that each and every one of you support us.
Yes. Let me just say a word in my hand. This all night, this is an all night shut in. We're going to spend all night with the Lord. Amen. Testifying, hearing messages, hearing prayers. We started out with 1,000 thank yous at 9 o'clock. I've done this a while now. We started out with 1,000 thank yous. And then God blesses it in a phenomenal way. If you praise Him, He'll bless you. So, Bishop Daryl Hines from Milwaukee. Is our special guest that night. And you'll want to be on that all-night shut-in. Amen. I'm going to ask Ambassador Frierson, would you just, well, I'll talk to him before then, too, but we're going to mention to him that I would like for him to include his testimony about being struck by lightning. Amen. And it's going to be a great night. All right, we had a great night tonight, and tonight we'll be back. Bring those bills back tomorrow night. Some of you who just got on the line tonight, think it not frivolous, please. I'm trying my best to impress on your heart how important it is. I believe God's going to set you debt free.
Thank
Amen.
You.
I believe it with all my heart.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just believe.
I receive it.
Amen. And join your faith with ours in the name of Jesus. Now, let me give you a few more instructions on that. Get your car, like on your car note, don't just get your payment. Get the payoff on it. Now, you say, but I don't know the payoff. Well, estimate. Give a good estimate.
Yes, sir.
Like if your car costs you $16,000 new, $20,000, let's say $20,000 new, and it's 4 years old now, then your payoff is probably going to be around, after 4 years, it's not going to be a lot, maybe $8,000. I don't know, but estimate what you owe. You know that. But put that down there. If you got two cars, put them both down. Whatever you owe, I want you to be debt-free, okay? The Lord bless you. Now, if you got the faith, God has the power. You said, but Dr. Johnson, I got a hospital bill. I was in the hospital a month, and they sent their bill for $100,000. Put it down, woman.
Oh, mine is 70.
Yes,
woman.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. I want to ask y'all one question. Is there anything too hard for God?
No.
No,
no sir.
No.
Hallelujah. No, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Thank you.
Thank you. Divine this, especially for you with the $70,000 hospital bill.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He told me to do it. Maybe you're the main one he told me to do it for. I don't know.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you.
God is the richest person. Well, I'm not going to tell you no more because I think I said that I'm going to tell you this. So I want to keep going. God bless you. We love you. May y'all have a wonderful night. And make sure that means enough to you that you will bring that back and believe God to set your debt free. Amen. All right. Oh, this song here, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. You play a little bit of this and y'all are dismissed. Amen. God bless you. Here. God bless you.
God bless you.
You hear what they're saying? Everything's going to be all right. I'm telling you, it's going to be all right. Bring those bills. Y'all have a wonderful night, and we're gonna shout tomorrow night. I'm gonna play that praise music tomorrow, and we wanna shout. Wear y'all shoes tomorrow night, amen. Then we coming up on this prayer line with no heels. don't do it. Bring y'all either come barefooted or bring your flat shoes. So I'm going to play some shout music when I call our praise music, our shout music. And I want y'all to shout the victory. If you believe it, you ought to be able to shout the victory. Amen. Come on in and shout the victory tomorrow night. I love y'all. Appreciate you. Thank God for you. Good night.
Yeah.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Rita.
Oh, good night, Mr. Kim, Missionary Kim. All right, it ain't no harm to fellowship. Some of y'all are so deep, you don't understand the anointing so well. The anointing is not always so serious. The anointing, many times, has a jovial side to it, because God has a jovial side. God laughs.
Amen. Amen.
But in his word, that laughter is good for the soul. Amen. So you got to understand, God understands your natural as well as your spiritual. Y'all better listen to me. He understands your natural as well as your spiritual. And sometimes you need somebody to make you laugh. Amen. And that's the stern. She keeps me laughing on this line. Another word, Johnson keeps me laughing. But if laughter is good for you, amen. As they say, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a good night.